time once again for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us this week is Rebecca Crayer from Lima City Council. Rebecca, how are you doing?
Yes. Good, guys. Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Rebecca, we appreciate you joining us this morning. We're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Thank you, guys. So this morning, you know, sometimes there's a lot of things going on in your heart and you're not really sure what to say. So yesterday when I was talking to some of my friends about what's important to them lately, the word faithfulness came up and I looked that up. And in the scriptures, I found that it says the Lord is faithful. So God is faithful over 36 times. So not that his actions are, but he is called faithful 36 times. There's a couple of websites that I follow that actually, and I know I'm not kidding, I love when days like this happen, that popped up. And one of those is He is Greater Than I. And the scripture they have is Psalms 115:1. And that one says, not unto us, Lord, not unto us, but your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness. And then there's another one, which is a personal favorite. It's Bible Getaway. They have scriptures that pop up daily. You can listen to the scriptures. I like to fall asleep hearing the scriptures. So you can go to the website and listen to the audio scriptures. And their scripture that came up is 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But for the Lord is faithful and he will strengthen you and he will protect you from the evil one. So two out of the two websites that I like to see both brought up the word faithful. And I feel like sometimes we as believers, we get a little ran down. Let's say we're having a hard time making our rent or mortgage, or, you know, sickness has fallen upon us and we just feel distraught. And so as believers, as people who pray and we trust that the Lord is faithful and he's going to provide for us, I think that we can become weak in that area. Maybe I'm speaking for myself, so I shouldn't assume everyone, but there are times when it's tough. It's tough. So when we go back to the scriptures and we look up what he has to say, we should feel confident to say, Lord, you're faithful. Your scriptures have called you, Lord, faithful 36 times. And then you talk about your faithfulness to us. You know, I think a lot of times when we become tired and we become weak in our spiritual life, it's easy just to feel whiny, you know, to come to the Lord and be, well, Lord, you said this, but it didn't do this. You know, kind of like children. Sometimes they don't really have confidence that their parents are going to do what they said they should do. But the scriptures tell us that he will. So if when we become tired and when our faith becomes weak, I suppose that's us. That's us. We need to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, you said you would heal us. Lord, you said you would provide for us. Lord, you said, which is right there. He'll protect us. He will. Up in Isaiah 55:10, it says he'll provide seed for food and to eat. So that whole scripture says, my word is like the snow and the rain. Now, let me stop there. Not that we need any snow, nor do we need any more rain.
No.
Okay? But we know that this is the Lord's provision for us. So from the top, it says, my word is like the snow and the rain that come down from the sky and water the earth. They make the crops grow and provide seed for planting food and to eat. So I think about that. There have been plenty of times when we looked out across the fields in Ohio and the ground is dry, the crops look sad, and we pray for rain. Well, now we're asking the Lord to still give us crops and we need the rain to stop. But it's very clear the Lord does provide for us, even if it is scriptural or literally. He'll send rain. He also will send provision. So I think there's a lot of things that feed into faithfulness. Sometimes what I've seen happen is if there isn't 10% of a tithe to go in, you say, Lord, this is what I do have. And you put that in and you ask the Lord to take care of you. And you will. Many of us have seen the Lord provide for us. And it's amazing that he will come through even when we don't always come through for him. So faithfulness, I think that's the word today. As I've seen a couple other places, just going through the scriptures, finding things that pop up. You know, I wouldn't consider myself short-sighted, but when things continually pop up, you know, scripturally or people are talking about it, I know the Lord's like, hey, this is a great way to grow and go. I just want to bring up one scripture. It is one of my favorite scriptures. It's a great place to go, especially in times of distress, especially when we don't know where else to turn. We don't have the answers. And this one comes out of Isaiah 26:3. And this scripture says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast because they trust in you. So that whole chapter of Isaiah 26 is very strong. It talks about a strong city talks about a righteous nation. And let me just be clear, this is not because I work in the business of the city and of people, but this is because it is 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace. So when I read this scripture, it says, he will keep me in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on him, because I trust in him. I'm not saying that's easy for me. I'm not saying that's easy every time, but because I know that's a promise and because he's faithful, I can depend on the Lord to keep me in perfect peace.
That's a good word for us, Rebecca. You. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for another day where we can breathe the breath that you have put into our lungs, Lord. I thank you that you are all-knowing, all-powerful, Father. And we reach out to you and we ask you, you know what we have need of, and you are faithful to hear us, Lord. I thank you that your power and your provision and your peace and your faithfulness, Lord, they are new every morning. Lord, I ask that you speak to us today. Father, I thank you that you do not turn your back on your children. So as listeners are driving, as they're having coffee, as they're taking care of their children, as they are preparing themselves for today, Father, I thank you that you are already there with us in our midst. Lord, I ask that you be with our first responders today. Give them wisdom and protection, Lord, and help us to be just in a mind of peace. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Rebecca Carrera is joining us from Lima City Council. And Rebecca, tell us about your work on Lima City Council.
Yeah. So yesterday I mentioned the word advocate. I mean, I was, you know, driving over to the station today at the meeting place on Market Street. I was thinking, is that the word I use always? And yeah, that is. That's a default word I use, because I do feel like that. Sometimes I got to say, I do appreciate when people come up to me and say, Rebecca, you're doing a good job, but I'm praying, and I'm praying. So it's not the part where they go, you're doing a good job. It's the part that they say, I'm praying for you. I think there are many, many people who work in a position of government, a position of leadership, and they hear someone say, I'm praying for you. It gives them just, you know, it warms their heart to go, you know what? I definitely am not in this business by myself. So one of the things I like to do is if I see someone who is in a violation, I think we talked about trash cans yesterday. I know I've talked about grass, people parking in the yard, just things that are a code violation. I will knock on their door and say, hello, you could get a fine. Please save yourself money. Right. Do not, you know, keep doing this thing. And let's save you from having to pay a fine. I think sometimes we get, as residents, we become a little slack, or we don't know where to turn for help. So I like to have a lot of tools to give people so they can borrow a lawnmower, so they can, you know, talk about places to get things that they're looking for. So that's one of the things I do, not just as an advocate for legislation or things that they need, but what are the tools do we have in the city of Lima that are already being offered that they can go do? So that's one of the things I do, is help save people money. You know, don't do anything to cause to get a fine. That's a big important thing to me. Don't give the government any more money than you already have to.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm in agreement with that.
Thank you.
Rebecca, if folks want to contact you and your work as a city council person, or maybe their city council person, how do they find out that information?
Yeah, so that's a good question. We did talk about this yesterday, and I do appreciate you asking me again today. There are a couple ways. One of the ways is to go to our City of Lima webpage.
Is it cityhall.lima.oh.us?
Yeah, so I would send everyone here. There's a couple things that are going on. This is our new webpage, so cityhall.lima.oh.us. This is a great place to find out. Maps is a great place to find out what's happening on city council. You can find this on your phone, and you can find it on the regular, I was going to say web, but it's easy to carry on. This is a great pocket communication. So if you go to our city website, and then you look at the side of the tab, there is a city council. And so from there, if you're not sure who's your counselor, who to talk to, we have a city administrator, and she will be able to help you. Her name is Dana. She's quite wonderful. You also can see who are the other members of council, what we're responsible for. So that's where I would suggest everyone is to start there. Look at the city website and know who your counselor is, and there you'll also find me.
Excellent. Oh, Rebecca.
There you are.
Yeah.
See you right there. Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Gentlemen, I am grateful. I get to spend a little time with listeners in the morning, and the both of you. It's a fun time. Thank you for letting me come on.